Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank the Lord for his faithfulness unto us. Desire your prayers. Again, still depending on him. That hasn't changed. Never will change. And just thinking about the Word of God. If what you hear or what somebody says is not backed by the Word of God, then it's got nothing. It's got nothing.
Amen.
By the Word of God, the worlds were made and are held in place by His command. Right? You look around, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but His truth gonna stand forever.
Amen.
And we can stand on the Word of God this morning. Thank the Lord. Desire your prayers again as we look into His Word. The thought that He has given, that He would be presented in the way that He would have it this morning. We'll get this right. The thought this morning is, what a privilege. The word privilege is a right or an immunity that is granted as a particular benefit or advantage. It's favor. And sometimes it's specifically related to maybe a position or an office that's held. And I'd like to, and maybe another word for privilege you could think about it is maybe perks. You know, when you think about things in today's world and things that you may have, they're perks. That's what privileges are. Yes. You know, we encounter these types of things on a daily basis. Many of us maybe have associations and relationships maybe with banks. Right? Or maybe a credit card companies that they offer you special privileges. They give you special perks. They say if you have a relationship with us, then there's something extra that we'll give you just for you working with us. Whatever it might be. Maybe think about it. Maybe sometimes we'll give you some cash back. Right? Who doesn't want a little extra cash back? If you spend money with us and use our card to purchase yours, we'll give you some extra benefits. We'll give you some mileage maybe that you can use when you fly. You don't even have to buy your ticket. You can just use the points that we give you. And it's almost like you're flying for free. Right, so these are extra little perks and privileges that you can have when you have certain relationships. When we think about the world that we live in today, sometimes there's groups of people that are maybe considered a little bit more elite than some of us common folks. Right? And when you think about it, there's some groups of people that it seems like they have special privileges or other things that other people don't have, right? Maybe in a particular social class, there are prestigious groups that exist, whether that they have something that the regular folks don't get. I'm going to make a point this morning. I'm not being political at all, but I want you to understand the point that I'm making. There's folks that are in Congress. There's congressmen and women, and there's special privileges that they have by being in those positions. I'm going to tell you just a few of them. I'm not making any kind of statement. I'm making a point with this. And you can take my word for it, or you can go look it up for yourself if you're curious about it. They get special salaries. The compensation that they have is a special privilege or perk that they have. You know that they're afforded vacations and travel expenditures. from being in those positions. All right? They have extra pension that they get that other folks are not privileged to. All right? And then there's also a special account that's set aside. It's called a settlement funds. That they have money that's set aside that they, if they get involved in some things, that they are able to tap into to be able to offset some costs that they may occur. All right? And then you may not know about this or think about this, but you know, they don't work the same number of hours that the rest of us work. Most of us, if you look at it, I'm not counting vacation, you know, you work about 2,080 hours in a year. They work about half that. Just special privileges that they have is because of the positions that they hold. Now, what would you expect? They have that. That's a privilege that they have. Would you? Don't you expect that they would take full advantage of it? Oh no, it's okay. You can keep it. It's all right. I'll pay for my own vacation. Oh no, you don't have to pay me. I just want to do this for the love of the people. They're not going to tell you, right? They're going to say yes. Give it all to me, and I'll take every perk, every privilege that's offered. Give it to me. And you know what? If one of us was in those positions, we probably would be in this. We'd say, I'll take it. You want to pay for me to go on vacation? Fine. Tie my hands behind my back. I'm going. Right? We would accept it. It's just, again, I'm making a point here that there's things that they have that they take full advantage of. Now, we understand that the examples that were presented this morning, you know that they're all temporal.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're all going to fade away.
Sure. Yeah.
They're going to go away one day. You know, there are some privileges that far exceed all of those things
right.
We just described this morning. And there's something, when you think about it, it encompasses not only spiritual things, but the privileges that we have, they encompass temporal things as well.
Amen.
We get a package deal when we get acquainted with Almighty God. That's a special privilege that we have. When we establish and maintain a relationship with Almighty God, there's some special privileges that all of us have. There are some familiar scriptures that we're going to share this morning. You've heard them time and time again, but you know, it's what we can stand on,
yes.
This word of God.
Yes.
So we're just going to remind us this morning, and I want you to know this is not a health and wellness message. This is just the truth of his word.
Yes.
It's the truth of God's word and the privileges that we have in serving and maintaining a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father.
Amen.
You know one of the first privileges that we have is to serve him.
Yes.
That's a privilege.
Amen.
It is a privilege,
yes,
to serve God. It's something that we should not take for granted. What did I do to deserve it? I did nothing. I'm not worthy of it. There's nothing that I did that is worthy of me having a relationship with God. It had nothing to do with me. It's only because of him. There's no good thing that I had done or do that would deserve it. It's something that we inherit. And I'm going to go to a familiar text of scripture. And everybody knows it. It's probably the most famous scripture. If you could say any scripture that you could ask anybody off the street, John 3:16, what did it say? Most people would be able to quote that scripture for you. But you know, it's a privilege. It's a privilege that, what did he do? God loved us so much, what? He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a privilege. It's a privilege that the God of the universe, the creator of the world, after he created all this and he created mankind, that he set it all up, and then man messed it up. But he said, I had a plan. I got a backup plan. And I'm going to send my son down to die. I love about my creation so much that I want to give them a special privilege. I want to give them an opportunity to live for me. That's a wonderful privilege that we have this morning. There's a verse, a song. We sing a song, I love to serve my Jesus. Yes, I love to serve my Jesus. It's a privilege so sublime. My life afresh with beauty bright. It's sparkling all the time. Mid scenes that are unfading. Of rapture and of bliss. Transported, I am soaring in my Savior's righteousness. Amen. That should be our testimony this morning.
Yes.
Do you still love the servant?
Yes.
It's a privilege.
Yes.
And if the love is starting to fade, then you're living beneath that privilege. Because it's a love that we should have to be able to serve Jesus. You know what sublime means? It makes it means to elevate or exalt something. To make it of higher value, of higher worth. To make it more amazing or awesome. That's the beauty and the privilege of serving God. I love to serve Him. It's a privilege. Do you know, why is it a privilege? Do I recognize the blessings that God bestows because of the privilege to be able to serve Him? You know the main purpose of why we serve Him? It's for eternal life, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why? We serve Him. He's prepared a place for us. And we want to go there. Right? That's a benefit that is literally out of this world, right? It is. Because I want to make heaven, right?
Yes.
And I want to avoid going to hell. That in itself is a wonderful privilege, isn't it? So even if everything else, if nothing, if that was it, I love to serve my Jesus because He's given me the opportunity to have eternal life. So I gain eternal life, I make heaven, and then I avoid hell. Right? That's a threefold blessing right there. But the thing is, it doesn't stop there. See, there's a fourth privilege, right? And you could consider that just a little bonus. You're talking about some perks. Wait a minute. Just take everything else out. I'm going to make eternal life. I get to live in heaven with God Almighty and all those that have lived in a way that's pleasing and honoring Him. And then I get to avoid hell, a furnace of fire, which is the second death. I get, and on top of that, I have Him in this life.
Yes.
What a privilege! What a privilege! So let's expound upon some of those things that we have in this life. I have freedom from sin. Isn't that a privilege? That's a wonderful privilege to know that I can live this life, that I can say no to sin. That when the enemy comes along, that I can say no. That I don't have to come to accept every temptation that comes my way. That by the power and grace of God, that He can help me to live above all that. That's a privilege. That's wonderful. You know how many people go through life burdened down? They got the can't help it. Maybe you heard somebody express it that way. They want to do right, but they can't help it. Isn't it wonderful, a wonderful privilege to be free from all of that? Oh, thank you, Lord. I've been released from the chains that the enemy had me tied up and tangled in.
Yeah.
He set me free.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord. What a blessed privilege that is this morning. And not only that, he cleaned me up. He washed me in his precious blood.
Yeah.
Come on now. He made me a new creature. He changed my nature, took the traits that I had, and he fixed them, turned them around, made me a new man. Isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful blessing. He made me new, and he made me whole. What a privilege. Well, it's like a brand new start, isn't it? Thank the Lord. A wonderful privilege that we have. And then he gave each and every one of us the privilege of being able to surrender our life to him. But we can say, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated. It's a wonderful privilege that God of creation says, I want to dwell in you. And I want to use you in a way that can advance my kingdom. That's a wonderful privilege. That's a responsibility, but it's a privilege to be used of God. That he can take this earthen vessel. He can make of me what he would have me to be. That I can say, Lord, I'm clay in your hands. You're the potter. However you want to mold me and shape me and use me, Lord, I say amen, because it's a privilege. It's a privilege to be used of God. Now, does that mean that it's always just going to be easy? It might get a little bit uncomfortable. Might have to press out our comfort area a little bit. It's a privilege, though. It's a privilege that God said, I want to use you. I want you to do something for me that you can be a help to my creation, that you can encourage and uplift somebody as you journey along the way. Isn't that a privilege? Lord, I'm willing. Whatever you want me to do, help me, Lord, to say, yes, Lord, because it's a privilege to be used of you. Make of me what thou would have me to be. What a blessed privilege. What if that was all? Right? If that was it. We already talked about the heavenly benefit of the privilege. But just the privilege to be able to serve it, that would have been enough.
Yes.
I mean, I'm already signed me up. I'm there. But it don't stop there. It doesn't stop there. You know the privilege that I have? There's a song, it says, we learned it growing up in Vacation Bible School. It says, Jesus may come in the morning. It says, Jesus, he may come at noon. That Jesus may come in the evening, but keep your heart in tune. You know what I was thinking about this song and this thought? You know the wonderful privilege is? That I can call upon God.
Yes.
I can call upon him in the morning.
Yes.
I can call upon him in the noonday. I can call on him in the evening. I can even call on him in the middle of the night.
Right.
If I wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go to sleep, I can call on the Lord.
Amen.
Isn't that a wonderful privilege?
Yeah.
That I don't have to, you know, there are so many things in this life that we have to wait for, isn't there? I mean, just name it. You know, you're going the other day. Again, just needed to get some gas. And I go and there's a line of cars. What I have to do? I got to wait. Just like everybody else. Right? You go in the fast food line, in the drive-thru, where we don't even have to get out of our cars. And what do? We wait. You know, but we still do those things. But you know, have you ever had to wait to call on God? Don't have to, do we? Don't matter where I am. What if I can't get on? Do you have to get on your knees? No. I can call on him anytime. Amen. There's no wait. There's no call waiting. Amen. There's no busy signal.
Amen.
I'm not going to get his voicemail. I can call on him anytime.
Amen.
What a privilege. Help me to take advantage of it. Take full advantage of it. To be able to call on the Lord. Y'all hear me quote this scripture often. Well, before I say that, there may be times you need I need some prayer. I'm going to call Brother Henry. You might call Brother Henry and he might not answer.
Right.
Well, then I can call Brother Dallas.
Right.
Well, you can call me and I might not answer. Oh, but when you can call on God,
yeah.
Right? That's a privilege that you have. We might not be available, but God is always available.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse.
Be careful for nothing.
Be careful for nothing.
But in everything by prayer and
supplication.
With thanksgiving, let your requests
be made known unto God.
Amen.
By prayer and supplication. You know what supplication is? It's continuing in earnest prayer.
Yeah.
So it's not just you're going to whisper a little prayer and just be finished with it. It's a continual earnestness of prayer. Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you. I need you to come to my rescue. That's what prayer and supplication, it says, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Was there some stipulations? It just says, your request. What a privilege. What a privilege to say, Lord, I have a need. I need you in this area. I need you in this area here. I need your blessings here. That I can just, I thank you, Lord. First of all, Lord, I acknowledge that you've been good to me.
That's right.
And I thank you. And I want you to know, Lord, that I appreciate it very, very much.
Yeah.
But I need some more help. As long as I offer that thanksgiving and I'm not just asking, that I'm acknowledging, I appreciate all that you've done, Lord.
Yeah.
You've been good to me,
yeah.
But I need some help. That's a privilege that we have.
Yeah.
The privilege to make our requests known to God, to be reminded that I have the audience of the Creator of the world.
Amen.
You know, some people might think it, I've got the president on speed dial. That might be a big deal to some folks. I could just call him up and he get whatever I need. That's wonderful. I've got God Almighty on speed dial. Thank the Lord. That's he's number one. I can call on him anytime. And he's always available. Because the president, if we both got him on speed dial, or whoever is somebody important, I don't know. If we both got him on speed dial, if you on the phone with him, he can't talk to both of us at once unless he joined together in a conference call, right? But then I might not want you to know what I'm calling and asking about. Well, we're talking about God Almighty. He can answer all of us at the same time. What a privilege. What a privilege. I just have to call on him. And he hears my heart's faintest cry. And he hears yours too. Isn't that wonderful? That I have communion with the great I am. He's just a prayer away. Help me, Lord, to take full advantage of it. Whatever it is that I stand, let your request be made known unto God. Lord, I need you. Help me, Lord, to just be reminded of that. That I have the privilege to be able to call upon him at any time. Have the audience of the song. It says, God omniscient. God all wise. To be able to call on the one that knows everything. Everything. That I just need to reach out to him. That's a wonderful privilege that you and I have. That I can lay my burdens. I can lay my desires at his feet. That I can just pour my heart out to him. That I don't have to hold anything back. He knows already anyways, but there's something about us expressing it. That's why it's in the Word. Well, I don't have to pray because he already knows. That's not what it says. It said, let your requests be made known unto God. So I can just lay it on him. You know, maybe some things that I wouldn't tell anybody else, I can tell God. What a blessed privilege that we have. And to know that the God that we serve, we're not just giving it to him and that's it. Well, you know, sometimes you've heard the expression how sometimes people, when they're dealing with things, when they're able to just tell somebody else, it lifts their load a little bit, right? And then you feel like that person has some care and compassion on you. But does it change the situation? I'm talking about the privilege to be able to lay it at Jesus' feet.
Amen.
And know that he can do something about it.
Amen.
He can change the circumstances. He can change the situation. Or he can change me.
Amen.
Something. He can do something. What a privilege. It's not just venting. We're talking about the one that can make a change. What a blessed privilege. James 5 and 16. Second half of that verse.
The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
Amen. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. What a privilege. There's some responsibility that I have, right? My part is to live righteous. But this says the privilege that I have when I live a righteous and a holy life before God, that my prayers avail much.
Yes.
What a privilege.
Yes.
What a privilege. Now, wait a minute. My responsibility is to live in a way that's pleasing and honoring to you. That's going to be better for me anyways.
Yes.
It's going to work out for my benefit anyways.
Yes.
But the blessing on the privilege on top of that is when I live that way, that my prayers they avail much. That there's something behind them.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Lord.
It's a responsibility that I have, but what a blessed privilege.
Yes.
That my prayer can avail much.
Yes.
When I live in a way that's pleasing and honoring to God. What a blessed privilege to be able to call upon God. I mean, just if he just being able to privilege of serving. Just the privilege to be able to call on him. If that was just... But there's more.
Amen.
Philippians 4:19. I told y'all these are familiar scriptures. We've heard about them. We've read them time and time and time again. Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 19th verse. What's it say?
But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Now recognize, there's several things to recognize here in this verse. It says, all. What's that mean?
All.
That means that leaves out a little bit?
All.
Right? That means everything. That means that there's nothing that's exempt. Right? It's all going to be taken care of. Every need that I have, that means nothing lacking. Right?
Yes.
That nothing lacking. All means nothing's lacking. This is... We're talking about the Word of God now.
Yes.
This is what we're talking about this morning. What a privilege to know he will supply all of my needs. Now recognize, what's his most important concern for all of us? Our spiritual needs. Right? So we recognize that's the most important. So when he talks about all of my needs, that's number one. My spiritual needs. That doesn't mean he's not going to take care of other things, but recognize that's the most important. That's the greatest need for each and every one of us. And when that's taken care of, everything else will fall in line. You know what it seems like sometimes as we go through life? Things kind of get out of order. We want to make sure that our temporal things and our health is all in order. And then we'll worry about the wrong. No. He's most concerned about our soul.
Yes.
That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness. And then everything will be added. So I recognize when I know all of my needs going to be supplied. Most importantly, spiritual things.
Yeah.
And then he'll take care of everything else.
Yeah. Lord.
According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he created all of this. Right? So it's all at his disposal. And if necessary, if he has to create something else, remember who we're talking about now.
Amen.
What a privilege to know that all of my needs can be supplied. To know that I serve a loving, living, covenant God.
Amen.
What a blessed privilege. Every need, that as a song it says, every need he is supplying. I may have mentioned of that spiritual things. 3 John The first chapter and the second verse reminds us of this.
Beloved, I wish above all things.
I wish above all things
that thou mayest prosper.
That thou mayest prosper
and be in health.
And be in health.
Even as thy soul prospers.
Even as thy soul prospers. So recognizing again, the most important thing is my soul.
Yes.
That's the greatest need that I have. Is to ensure that my soul is right with God.
Amen.
And it's all in line with these things that we've written up here on the board, isn't it? If that's taken care of, everything else will be right. When I take care of the first things first, everything else will fall in line. When I get things mixed up and when they're out of order, what do I expect? I mean, come on. I want the privileges, but I don't follow the order. Right? I mean, again, go back to natural things in life. Right? If you didn't do well, I know somebody that has an association. Is that good enough? It's not gonna work, right? I almost qualified to get a card with you. Does that count? They're not going to, you don't get the perks. You know, sometimes it's special memberships, right? Well, I borrowed their card. That's not you. You want them to supply all of our needs? We got to deal with the soul first.
Amen.
Can't get the order mixed up. Because he loved me. He loves me. He loved me so much he sent his son.
Thank you, Lord.
Would he withhold anything else? Here's another familiar scripture. Romans 8:32. When you said all things? He going to supply all of my needs? This will back it up.
He that spared not his own son,
delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He spared not his son. He not going to give us what we need? Then, you know what that causes me to think? Maybe it's some things that I don't need, huh? We're talking about God omniscient, right? God all wise. There may be some things that I feel like I need that he recognizes. You know what? If you had that, it would be a detriment to your soul. Remember the number one priority? He's thinking about my soul. Right? He's thinking about, it's the soul that's the most important. So if there's anything that you think you need that's going to interfere with that, he's going to say, no, that's not the best for you. He knows what's best. And when you think about the most valuable thing that he gave each and every one of us was his son. That's more valuable than anything. Why would he withhold anything else from us? There's nothing more valuable he could have given. So if it's not going to hinder my soul, why would he not give it? That's the greatest gift that he had for each and every one of us. He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? What a blessed privilege. Again, back to the fact, though, he's most concerned about my soul.
Yes.
That's the most important thing. And I'm thankful for that. We all should be thankful for that, because that's what's going to enable us to be able to live with Him forever. Making sure that that's where it needs to, where my soul is always in the place where it needs to be. I always have to keep that in the forefront of my mind above everything else. You might not be able to see it, but it says abundant life. Abundant life. In a verse of song, it says, life without thee would be dreary. But cheerless though our path would be, but while walking in thy presence, heaven's glory shines down. John 10 and 10.
The thief cometh not,
but for to steal,
and to kill, and to destroy.
I am come,
that they might have life,
and that they have it more abundantly. What a blessed privilege. That's why He came. That's why He gave an opportunity and a privilege for me to serve Him and not just go through this life with my head down. That I can be happy in the Savior and I can be happy in the Lord. That He came for abundant life. He wants us to be, who but the Christian, the song says, is happy and free, filled with the glory of God. When I recognize all of these wonderful privileges, how could I not be happy? What's the alternative? The thief came to steal and kill and destroy. I got a thief. I mean, do you even have to explain it? We could forget about the other words, right? All you would have to say is thief. Enough said, right? But thief, steal, kill, destroy. Okay. Then over here, you got Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and abundant life. It's like, true or false? Multiple choice question. Like, it seems easy, doesn't it? But somehow, the enemy is deceiving people. What a privilege. He's deceiving people to live beneath the privilege. When Jesus sent His Son, He didn't send Him for an elect, for a specific group of people. He didn't say you had to be of this lineage. You have to be born in this place. It was for everybody. What a privilege. What am I choosing? Abundant life? The writer says Christians have enjoyed greater blessings and privileges. You know, remember what Jesus came, he was the lineage was the Jews, right? Right? And you think about how things were in the Bible times, but then see, when Jesus came, He changed all that, right? They had privileges and things for being in that specific line and lineage, right? But since Jesus came, since He was born, and when He died, He changed the whole equation. Yes. Amen. So we have been the beneficiary of blessings and privileges far beyond what those that in His original lineage had, right? Abundant life. It's eternal life. See, it's a win-win. I get eternal life, and then I get abundant life now. Like it was talking about this morning in Sunday school. Does that mean everything is just going to be a breeze? That's not life. That's not life. Life means trials, tests, challenges. Right? Having a conversation with somebody earlier this week. We're talking about money can't even buy you health. Right? You could have all the money in the world and you can't buy health. Right? But the privilege that we have in being acquainted with God, we can have eternal life. This life don't matter. Right? But the blessing is, even in this life, I can have God with me. What a privilege. I'm going to have some tests and trials. I may have to deal with some health challenges or some whatever else, you know, some relationship challenges, maybe some financial challenges. But I got a privilege to be able to call upon Him, to be able to first serving, call on Him, and know that He's going to supply all of my needs. And that even if those things are not a flowery beds of ease, I still have abundant life. Because I got Him with me. And then I get to look forward to eternal life. And in this life, I have an abundance of grace, an abundance of peace, an abundance of love. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
And if I feel like I don't have enough, I can say, Jesus, I need some more.
Yeah.
And He can say, come on, child, I got some more for you.
Yeah.
Amen. What a privilege. You know what it's like? The writer said it like this. Can you imagine there's a criminal that's pardoned? Right? It's like they feel like they got a fresh start. Whew! I get to draw a line and I get to start over. That's the privilege that we have.
Amen.
He said, you get a new start. Old things is gone. The old man is gone. How you used to act, all the people you mistreated and all that you did wrong, it's all gone. What a privilege. What a privilege. Like a sick man that's cured. Right? You understand these analogies? Like a dead man that got rose up. What a privilege. What a privilege. You know, the abundant life is a fact that the writer said it this way. Life more abundantly than that which was lost and forfeited by sin. That in itself is abundant. What a privilege. So the question this morning is, are you living beneath your privileges? And if you are, why? Why? He's given it to us. These are for us. Don't live beneath your privilege. And if you haven't met His conditions, meet Him. Get to know Him today so that you can take advantage of all these privileges as well. It's my desire, by the help and by the grace of God, to take full advantage of all of the privileges that He has given each and every one of us. I desire your prayers. I appreciate your time and your attention. What a privilege.